In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. We welcome you so much. We are very happy. There is no words to describe my happiness to have the deacons of St. George and St. Mary Church together almost for the first time to have a spiritual day. And although we didn't have the full or enough number of the deacons here and there, but we hope that this beginning will be frequently repeated. And we are dreaming of having a choir from the deacons together on the level of Ottawa churches, not only for St. Mary and St. George, each one alone. Because, for example, as you may notice during the liturgy, there are a little, small difference in some chants between here and there. If we have together from time to time deacons meeting to unify and to have one tune, one chant, as I noticed in Methelen Pinishti today, for example. But anyhow, it doesn't mean that the Lord is not happy of that, but we'll be more happy to have it together, one tune, and one heart as well. After a month from now, God willing, we'll start the Great Lent. And the Great Lent is the most important fasting in the church. And I was asked to speak to you. How long, Dr. Boulos? 15 minutes? 10 minutes? Huh?
10 minutes.
10 minutes. Until 35? Dr. Boulos, until 35 or 30? To start at 30?
No, supposed to
12:30. 12:30, okay. So then I speak generally about the fasting in 5 minutes. I don't want to break your time. I'm very interested to keep the times respectable. Time is like the money. When you spend your money wisely, you win. When you spend your time wisely, you win. When you waste your time, you lose. So the fasting in general is not only a commandment the Lord put on our shoulders to do, but the Lord finds that the fasting is the most important, beneficent way to grow spiritually and to be closer to God. When I fast, when I pray, when I serve, I do not do all these not just to I do these not just to satisfy God or let God be happy on me or let him be listening to my prayers. No. The fasting has a very important reason for me. When I fast, I benefit from the fast. When I fast, I need to fast. When I pray, I need to pray. And when I pray, I become happy. I become happy. Under this concept, actually, the commandments, praying, reading the Bible, serving, all of these are for me, not for God. God will not benefit if I eat fasting food or non-fasting food, if I pray or I don't pray, if I repent or I don't repent. God not will benefit. I will lose if I don't do these things. That's why the fasting is very important for us. But for you deacons and for us, servants of God, priests, it has another dimension. I don't only fast for myself or pray for myself, but also because I am servant of God. I am the showroom of the church. When you go to the mall and you want to buy pullover or any stuff for you to dress, you look at the showroom outside, yes? And you select from the showroom. You are the showroom of the church. And because you are the showroom of the church, everyone who sits here, the congregation, sees you. Everyone learns from you. Everyone takes you as a good example. So if we have a great Lent, or we have the Advent, or any fast, we do that. Number one, because we benefit of it. Number two, because we are responsible to give a good example to the people, to the congregation, that we live one heart and one spirit together. That's why the fasting is not something we do out of imposing on us. No, we do it willingly. We do it joyfully, because we know that when we fast, we give some blood of our body for the sake of our spirit. And when we fast, we do not only stop some source of food or drinks, but also we stop many things of the tongue sins, the ear sins, the eye sins, the nose sins, the hand sins, the senses. The fasting is a very good chance for us to control ourselves. But if we take the fasting as a diet, we will eat full instead of McDonald's. We will drink soft drink instead of chocolate milk. We will have falafel instead of chocolate. No, it's not the fasting. The fasting is a very good chance for me to control my senses, because I say to myself, if I prevent my body from eating certain sorts of food or drink during the Great Lent, then, moreover, I stop myself from looking or hearing or saying bad stuff. Not only that, but start to increase my prayers. Increase my prayers. Not only that, but increase my reading in the Bible using my eyes. Increase my chants and hymns to listen and to say. Then I will use my tongue, I'll use my ear. And it will be more good if I read them from a book of prayer, book of hymns, Agbaya, to read using eyes, read and to say in a loud voice using tongue, and to hear my voice. All of you have been talented with good voices. I was hearing that when Abuna was teaching you this beautiful chant, Taitavot Pu. All of you, you have good voices. This is a talent. You will hear yourself. Then you use your eye, use your tongue, use your ear, use your hand when you hold the book of Agmea or the Kulagi, the liturgy book, and so on. Let the great Lent be a good chance to increase your prayers, your reading in the Bible, and it will be very good if you can memorize a couple of hymns, a couple of psalms from the book of Agbia during the Great Lent. It will be very good if you have this. And also, do not forget to repent. And the repentance is the best way of the spiritual growth. Thank you for listening. God bless you, inshallah, when we start our Great Lent. Inshallah, we'll have almost daily liturgies. And if you are not able to attend the liturgies every day, at least you will be having the chance to have it on Friday evening after the school. God bless you. Glory be to God forever. Amen.